Possible to say that Tzi'er, right, Tzare Nafshe, is it just a direct Aramaic translation of Tzi'er Atzmo? No. Because yeah, Nafshe just means, I think it just means himself, like it means in Arabic.
I would tend to agree with that also, but I think Nafshe, I think granted, are there no uses of Nafshe meaning as Nefesh?
It just, I mean, even if it does sometimes mean Nefesh, here it would seem much more possible to say it means himself.
The word Batzi is the one that demonstrates that, but okay, I'm not arguing. Yes, Rory.
Once we have this okipta, right, the whole existence of a focus question. Theocritus is only in Rabbi Elazar.
That's right. So in order to count it, you have to claim certain, right? So
that's
small.
It's against all of it.
All of it. Any sorrow whatsoever, even if it has no health consequences whatsoever. Okay, you can resolve it that way. But you couldn't prove it. Fine, Rav Shlomo comes along and says it's nekrofasid, and I'm not going to try now to distinguish between a kadosh and a chasid. Even though a chasid, we have definitions in some places of what a kadosh is. I think it's kind of going to be impossible. So we'll leave that to you. And then we have Rav Shlomo, who says that basically a new okimta, which is that a tanis is you're a kadosh or a chasid if you're nisana and you wouldn't have done anything productive anyway. But if you have something productive to do, right, then you're a chotek. Like the Rimaya and Melechet Shammai.
How is that different from what's in the Rimaya?
Well, because it might be that it has no consequences for me.
Yeah, it's not Melechet.
I'll just learn less.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a health consequence.
It's not the same concept. We're not dealing with the same issue.
It doesn't harm you. So, ironically, it doesn't harm my net. Right, we have the right. It harms my nephews, perhaps, but not my.
Yes, not
my
good.
We say, but here, right here is the Melechet Shammai. Right, it's an interesting language. Or a lofty opportunity to say, there is Shammai, here is Melechet Shammai. But here, it sounds like my responsibilities for God's work are diminished. I need to fast to do that, and then you have the fun six building of Aranazir we see in general, you're not allowed to fast. Not just when you're because you're Eved Hashem, and so Eved Hashem you can't diminish God's work, but you can't even fast when you're somebody else's Eved. Because you're diminishing their Malacha also. Now whether you want to use that to demonstrate that Melechet Shemayim means that you're Eved Hashem, that really means Hashem is a kinyan aguf on you, just like the master has a kinyan aguf on a regular Eved, I leave that to you. I just thought it should be pointed out that this is a broad rule, and that Avdus is a model. Avdus is a model for banning fashion. Okay. Now we do the Tosfos. Okay, so Tosfos, Chachamim Lach Melchishen Rishayim Tatur. Tosfos asks the reasonable question, what would you be chayev? And he says you can't be chayev malchus, because the parallel is to Baltashkis, and Baltashkis you are chayev malchus. Right? So it turns out that the only thing you could possibly be punted for is from a tour tashlum, is from a tour tashlumin, but duh, who are you gonna pay them to? Now I could if I wanted to say, what do you mean of course you pay them to God? But that's all it's good.
Yeah, but then the other guy should give that too.
So then we claim,
go
to Rabbi Shlomo Israeli's position, right? You're shutafim, right? You have the prior like claim, but now that, right, you obviously you can't pay yourself, so you have to give it to, right? You have to give it to God. So I can claim the absence of a consideration of the Shaykh Nasdaq, it demonstrates that actually the marshal has no power, has no chino for good at all. If you want to argue that, fine. Right, you're laughing, you tell you there's a certain lack of seriousness if you take these arguments. I don't know. All right.
Did we have anything
but
that has rejoined?
Okay. So, Yair.
Yeah.
So Tosfos answers this question. Tell me what Tosfos means when he answers this question.
I'm trying to see if I remember it.
It started with Kol Kolomo. So we can give a Doka answer. It's fine.
It's like there's no chiyuv.
Yeah.
That's like it was a strange answer. I mean, that's what he says.
So why doesn't he just say "Pater Alpha Pisha Imbo Satu"? What are the last four words?
It's kind of like it's a bad idea. Like you shouldn't
so
do
trans-
that.
Translate for me.
Shein Chasagufo. He has no like Rachmanas on his body.
So translate the whole sentence for me, so that I know how that four, those four words relate to the previous thing.
So. Right, so he's patur, even though there is no aspect of chiyuv here.
Patur from what?
From malchut? Is that? Well, we don't know what it is. Not malchut.
It must be patur from tashlumin.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Even though.
Right, there is no aspect of chiyuv here. Right.
There's no aspect
because
of chiyuv here.
With regard, I guess, because with regard for him not being, you know, kind to his body.
Yeah.
Right, there's no chiyuv coming out of that.
What is that? I'm trying to. What's the logic, right? How do I get from?
You
can
read it a couple ways. You can read it two ways.
Give me one.
So one way would to say that there's his patur because there's no tzar chiyuv, right? Even though he wasn't, he mistreated his body.
Even though, okay. Yeah. So one way is right. So let's try to put it right. So his patur, even though there's no tzar chiyuv. What does that mean?
No, I don't get it.
All right, so let's try another one. Weird.
It's just strange because it says Shain twice. It's very difficult to understand how
so
you should read that.
So it is. All right, Ellie, what do you want to try?
He's Pata even though there's no chiv that you don't care about your body. That there's no chiv to care about your body, basically.
There's no chiv to...
Even though there's no chiv to care about your body.
So then why does that make...
But why would there even though make sense?
It's Pata because there's no chiv to care
about
your body.
Yeah. But, I mean, how...
The language doesn't
no,
make
but any sense. No, but you might think that there's a chiv to care about your body, but there's no chiv to care about your body, and therefore he's Pata, basically.
It's hard to fit the language, isn't it?
Everything's hard.
All right, everything's hard. Try to lift up the lomar. Yes, though.
I like the direction Elliot's taking, but I think you have to read the next few words as well. In other words, the meaning of patur is af bishin botzav chiyuv shein chas al gufo. Even though, in terms of yourself, that you have no obligation because you don't there's no chiyuv for not caring about your body. Nevertheless, the term used is patur to accentuate the difference in the other case of shechav ubo though chayavin.
Patur, right? Patur, even though there is no tzad, even though there could not be a chiyuv for not being chas on your roof.
Yeah,
that's clever.
Makes sense. You put a colon after patur.
Right. That's clever.
Interesting.
I read it like Tal also.
This is where we get too reliant on your punctuation because, like, we assume that that's an invalid read because you didn't punctuate it.
That's why I made the mistake last time. He wouldn't be reliant.
Exactly.
That's very clever. I think that rises to the level of a dofik.
Right, and that's exactly why it's dofik. Because I
no, it's dofik, but those are his terms of dofik. Not me, I have to read his terms.
the very reading itself of using that word patur as opposed to chayavim, just saying mutar.
I agree.
Chayavim or something.
I
right,
agree,
so that's exactly what
said
it,
forcing us.
Yeah, let's that kind of he's like, yeah. What do you say?
I'm not sure I get it.
Those who weren't the greatest writers in the entire world.
All is that the editor's
fault. Tal just said that you read
it
like Patur colon Abu Shane Botsak. Patur, even though Shane Botsak, Hio Shane Chasav, even though there is no Hio for being
even though you really couldn't be hired in the first place.
That
is, he says patur, even though there really wasn't a chiyuv, not patur from anything. I mean, there wasn't really anything to be potur from. He's patur, he's patur anyway, because there wasn't anything to chayv on. Because he's not chas on gufo, he doesn't really care about his body.
Yeah.
So there really
Tosfos can do it to
shas,
I can do
so
it to Tosfos.
Good. That's what I think is the best reading, right?
I also thought Tal's read was bad.
I don't agree with
him. I like it.
I am most compelled by Roy's reading, which I think, if I'm not wrong, is patur, even though there is no... But we use the language of patur, even though there's no possibility of chiyuv. Why is there no possibility of chiyuv? Because he doesn't care about his body. And if you don't care about his body, then what can he possibly find?
If I'm on my computer, then you can
see the problem with that is...
Oh, okay.
But why is that a reason to a reason?
Yeah,
it's like, Shane, there's...
Just because he's not class on his group, maybe you should be classing.
Well, then Tosfos is saying this must be the case.
Is in the Mishnah.
No, that doesn't tell me about the...
Right, but he's patur, which is what we're talking about.
But what does prove it? What proves this wrong?
Chayav.
But it is really true, so that's right.
Okay.
So you have Tal's dofik, or you have the unfortunate academic answer that we really have our two different answers that got merged. And it really should be either Shane Bosat Tiyuv or Shane.
That's what I thought it was. I looked at this, it looked like there was a textual mistake.
Right, somebody conflated them, right? That's the boring answer.
Yeah. I think that's a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying there's like
two
identical formulations.
No,
it's really two answers that got fused together. Patur Alpha Pi Shein Bosat Chiyuv. Right, that's why it's Patur. Right? Patur Shein Chasa Gufo.
Right? What does that mean?
Which is just how you, which is simply that you're Patur because normally you would be Chayav. But if you want to do it to your own body, that's fine. For Achayim to do it, not good. For you to do it, that's okay. Right? You're Patur because it's your body.
But if it's Shein Chasa Gufo, that also applies.
No, on the contrary, and which one? Because there's no assumption of that. They did it. You didn't do it. If you do it, you show that you're not chasal gufo, right? But they don't know that. And then there's the question of if you can tell someone to hit you, which is totally separate. Maybe that's okay according to that opinion. According to that opinion, you can say hit me, right? But if you don't say hit me, they're not allowed to do it. Yeah, I thought it was
yeah,
two answers.
I have another explanation. Patur, even so, isn't that it's up to you, because no chatur. I want to express. In the Kushya, we have the premise that if we use the term, we use the word patur, it means patur from something. It has a chiyuv. Now we change the premise. If we say the word, if we use the word patur, it doesn't mean bechrach. שהיה כאן איזו עבירה, אבל היה כאן משהו wrong, כאילו, זה היה משהו wrong שאין חסר גופו. פתור, even so, יש מצד חיוב, like we talk in the קושיה, because זה לא חסר גופו, that's the reason
you don't have to say what I mean
פתור.
Is, right, that שאין חסר גופו is the explanation of why the term פתור is necessary,
yes.
Even though there is no possibility of fear.
So then you'd add in commas. You'd do פתור אף על פי שאין בו תחיוב,
משום שאין חס הגופו.
The comment I think are easy. The problem is the added premise that patur no longer. Right? And you have to assume that the purpose of this line is to explain why the word patur is necessary, even though there is no side view.
Can you explain Raz's
meaning? Yeah, Raz's meaning is it says patur.
And how many of the patur means someone?
Right. So in the Kushya, the assumption was that patur meant that there was really a possibility of chiyuv, and now you're not chayuv. The maskana is that patur means that the purpose of patur is to tell you, even though there was no chance of being chayev, but it's still wrong. So we say patur to tell you that there's something wrong here.
Patur of all, you sure about it.
Right.
But if you...
Patur of all wrong.
Two different readings. Roy's and...
Our readings are consistent with each other.
No, the exactly opposite.
It has more...
What?
The exactly opposite of how that means. Because you're saying... Ron's saying in chasal gufo is wrong. Therefore, you can think for incompetence.
Right,
doesn't matter.
Anyway. At all.
Sorry. I'm the language is the same reading.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Okay.
But very important for Havamina's incompetence.
I wanted to read it Ron's way. I will say that. Right, when I first underlined the Makarot, I wanted to read it Ron's way. I'm not sure it works, but I'm happiest reading it that way because I'm biased towards that kind of
reading. Why does it not work?
Because where is there this notion, this Ikar Chasir Min HaSefer, that's the presumption of change. Now it's not so bad, because that's what's necessary to answer the Kushya. Right? That's what the Dofik Tosfos is saying is. The Dofik of Tosfos is that the word Patur does not have to be in contrast to Fayyam.
But in contrast to...
No, in contrast to good.
Patur in contrast... Oh, right, sorry, yeah.
Right, Patur is in contrast to good, as opposed to Fayyam. That's a Kiddush. That's a dofa. Let's put it that way. But as a dofa, it gives a positive here, not a negative. Right? We can't make the answer too good. Okay. So I'll open to that also. That gives us three possibilities. Or they say there's an academic answer, which I tend to think Alderach Emes is probably the correct one.
That the first use of Alderach Emes for that sort of answer.
Are you claiming so is Hashem Lirei?
Alderach Emes, this was put in by the Stam.
Well, it's not the you still have to construct the common answer to get that also. So, I don't know.
Well, you said the docha.
Yeah, I know.
But what's the academic answer again?
There's two answers.
Yeah.
Again, Shaheen.
Okay.
And they're identical formulations.
And
it makes perfect sense.
They're parallel to each other. Right? There's both the options.
Like, there's an inami that's missing.
Then what are the two answers? So, Shaheen books out to you would mean. What? So that meaning it's putter as opposed to
it's putter, right? We're saying putter, right, even though the word putter should not be necessary. Because either Shainbot Satyub, right, alternative, the explanation of Shainbot Satyub, right, said we actually explained why Amplit Shain Pasla Gufo. Right, but they're both explanations of why they're both saying we needed to say putter even though there was no reason to be Mukhayati.
Do we have other manuscripts of Tosfos?
We have parallel Tosfos, I think you will find parallel Tosfos. That's a great question. As Tosfos Tosfos says, is nobody needs a braita to prove to me that Baal Tashkis exists. We know that Baal Tashkis exists.
We do.
It's a pasuk.
Well,
says not to cut down fruit trees. I can tell it's dafka.
Okay.
I could have said it's just dafka, but I don't think Tosfos doesn't seem to believe that there's, you know, that there's, and this Tosfos, when we're not doing Baltashka, doesn't seem to believe there's any kind of havamira, that Baltashka is only applied to fruit trees.
No, because I learned the Mishnah there's no havamira, but before the Mishnah I could have had a havamira.
Well, our Mishnah itself seems to suggest the matter. Tosfos is right. Tosfos bin Tiyotah. So the claim that we need a this claim Luke Montana when our Mishnah itself talks about the plan, talks about fruit trees, but also talks about Grand Gadda. Okay, I'm willing to grant Tosfos' premise for now. Tosfos' premise, I don't need a price that teaches Baltashkis. If Baltashkis were enough to teach me the Isser of Kabbalah Batsmo, the Gemara would never bother asking the question. Luke Montana, who disagrees? That's another way of framing it. Who disagrees? Okay, so that's fine. But, so that says that it must be that we're trying to prove the Isser Kabbalah in some way that goes beyond Baltashkis. Okay, so tell, what are we trying to prove?
We're trying to prove that when it comes to your own body, you are not allowed to harm yourself even when there's some sort of a benefit.
Even when there's some sort of a...
You said benefit.
A need.
Even there's some sort of a need. Okay, so Baltashkis.
Yes.
Is that usher when there's some sort of a need?
It would appear.
Really?
Depends who you hold life.
Let's say,
for example, you need to tear kriya.
Right, that is tear kriya. It's mutter. So what does this prove about Kabbalah Batsmata? How do we prove from Baltashkis, which is mutter lasara, that Kabbalah is usher?
I feel it's all right. Seems kind of strange.
The example is that the davka by garments,
yeah,
or some property, if you will,
yeah,
Baltashkis is mutter when there's a tzara.
And that proves us about Kabbalah?
That it's not mutter for tzara.
How?
You know, work of incredible brilliance.
It's very strange.
What?
We're proving that for property.
Yeah.
But, okay, you... For we are distinguishing between property and the body. In other words, saying that body is not property. And whereas by property,
let's follow on. The question is, what Tana do we know who says it's us or to damage your body?
Yeah. The one who only allows you Baltashkis for a need by property.
Because? How do you know he only allows it by property? What is the text of the Brita?
That's the kamashmon of the Brita. In other words, the Brita is coming in with a certain assumption, based on assumption, it's forbidden to treat yourself, it's also forbidden to do anything to property. And the kamashmon of the Brita is...
Suppose the Brita doesn't come in with that assumption. Is the Brita hard to read? Suppose the Brita believes that it is perfectly fine to damage yourself with Sarah. Right, do I have any difficulty reading the Brita? How can the Brita never addresses the connection between clothing and bodies? How can you bring a raya from the absence of right, based on the assumption that clothing and body different? The Brita doesn't address body,
right?
So I don't see how you can do that. Raya labo min adin yafida.
If I'm not mistaken, that's something that the Tosfos is trying to do. I'm not saying that it's necessarily the easiest. That Tosfos are necessarily the greatest shita. No, I don't think that Tosfos would necessarily have the greatest shita. I had issues with it otherwise anyway.
Let's be down the cuff squid and see if it's not going to go with a better way of the Tosfos. Tell me, what do you want to say?
Yes, yeah, so I think that Tosfos is saying that there are different categories of tzura.
Okay.
And in the case in the Brises, so there's. The person is allowed to be Korea al Mace, but he's not allowed to be Korea al Mace Yoser Midai. Even though the Yoser Midai is to some degree for a Toelis, I mean, the person is aggrieved and he's ripping things because it to some degree makes me feel better. But once you go past the normal amount of ripping, that's considered Baltashkis, even though there is somewhat of a Toelis.
And so we learn from that
there are some situations where even if it's for Toelis, there's still a prohibition of Baltashkis.
And we learn from that.
And we learn from that applies to a person's body, too. Because from this price, we can get a more maximalistic view of Baal Tashkis.
Okay, so let's so now we have, before we hit this Brisa, okay, the Gemara says, whoever said that Chavala Basmacha is Asur? That's the Gemara's question. And we say, oh, this is the Brisa that said Chavala Basmacha is Asur. The Torah says it can't be teaching me that Baal Tashkis applies to the body. Right, because if that were the case, the Gemara didn't need to quote the Brisa. It could have just said Chavala Basmacha is Asur because of Baal Tashkis. So the Gemara must be teaching. Sorry, the Gemara must be quoting this Brisa because the position that Chavala Basmacha is Asur goes beyond the claim that Chavala Basmacha is just Baal Tashkis. Right?
No.
No, okay. So.
It is Baal Tashkis, but the thing is that before we had this Brisa, our conception of Baal Tashkis was that you are permitted to anything, that you're not allowed to destroy things, but if there's any tzora, you are permitted to.
Uh-huh.
What this Brisa comes in is Mechadish to us, so that no, there are some things which there is a certain level of tzorech, but nevertheless there is still a prohibition of Baal Tashkis because that tzorech is not enough to mitigate Baal Tashkis. So this Brisa gives us a more maximalistic view of Baal Tashkis that we wouldn't have had just from the plain sources of Baal Tashkis.
Good. So let me ask you a question now. What is the machloket between the Man D'Amar Adam Rashalech Kol Batzmo and the Man D'Amar Ein Adam Rashalech Kol Batzmo?
Okay, so if you could theoretically say that it only applies in a case where there is a little bit of a tzorech, and then the machlokas is how much tzorech do we need? So if you hold in adam rashaylach v'olatmo, that would mean that even in a case where there is a little bit of tzorech, however much that is, I don't know, it's still prohibited. Whereas,
really? Oh, really? Can you be korea almeh?
Mean your body?
Maybe Korea clothing all made?
Yes.
Good. And is that right? So does that mean that
but not Yosemite?
So if there's a little bit of the tzara, but it's not Yosemite, does anybody, right? Then if you hold them, aim or shut up all of us, no, then you hold that's okay for your body too, right? Because your body is exactly parallel to clothing.
I suppose, yeah.
And the person of the Dharma Shaila Fulbasmo holds that you don't even need that much of the tzara.
Yeah. It's all, the thing is, there aren't any defined boundaries per se, but it would appear that there are at least two categories of tzara.
Mm-hmm.
And one category permits you, at least going for the price, and one category is still prohibited.
I took my job for the three categories, right? There's no tzara. Tzorech, and there's no tzorech, there's lots of tzorech, and there's intermediate tzorech.
Yeah.
So everybody agrees that it's usur, not for tzorech. And everybody agrees that it's mutter for a real tzorech. And all my focus is, right, is and not quite a tzorech.
Or you can make my focus more maximalistic and say, always usur versus always mutter.
I don't see how you can get that out of tzorech, that's my point.
No, you can get that out of the Tosos in the sense that what we're doing is we are extending the shita of the one who says that it's awesome.
But
in other,
you can't extend that again. You can't extend it past the, unless you hold in the Korea al Meitz is only because it's a mitzvah. And that's what you can do it. You can say the Korea al Meitz is mutter because it's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah and the Baal Tashkis is mutter for a mitzvah. But as once it gets beyond the past of the mitzvah, it becomes also the gamma. Right, that you can do.
But, yeah, but then if you do that, then you still have a problem.
No, then it's fine. Then Chavala is only mutzvah, for the sake of a mitzvah. When it's not a mitzvah, then it's also, period.
Oh. Okay.
The problem is that's
not what Tosel says, but you can say that.
Tosel doesn't tell you what the story is. All Tosel tells you is that the purpose of this Braita is to teach you that Chavala Begufo is not mutter in a case that is parallel to the Yoter Midai Kodesh. So does Yoter Midai mean more than it is? Does it not as Tzorech, or does it mean once it gets beyond the halachic requirement?
Right.
And The issue is that we know that there's another sugi which says that you can tear a paper right the merami and emsel right all day, so, unless you assume that this tana is holy on that. Right on that, so yeah, which seems to be a different goal, it's hard to make the.
You could always make it as a question of to what extent and what is the definition.
Right, but then it's not halacha anymore, right? Then it's just more, right? Then the bright lines vanish.
Oh, yes.
Right, so that's your choice. Okay, yes, David.
There's no way this sugya could be talking about kriyat mitzvah. Because if we're talking about kriyat mitzvah, first of all, what's the low be darkei hamori? I'd have a half of me that something that the chachamim obligated me to do would be darkei hamori? That's one. And two, and two, if you want to hold that the only heter in Baal Tashchis is the tzarech mitzvah, again, kriya is the rabbanan, and by what power the rabbanan can the rabbanan obligate me to do something that Balav Hachi is over on an Isser D'Oraisa?
Well, you're assuming that Baal Tashchis and Manfilim is an Isser D'Oraisa.
Toso seems to be assuming that. Yes.
Okay, that doesn't bother me so much. There are many ways the rabbis can do that. And among them, by claiming anything, right, we just claim that just like anything the rabbis tell me to do is no longer Baal Tosif, so also it's not Baal Tashchis, that doesn't bother me at all.
I'm confused.
It's also to add to the Torah, right? But we told you to keep Hanukkah. Because Lo Sussur is defined as an exemption from Baal Tosif.
The Chachamim told me to put a fifth parsha in my tefillin.
The Chachamim told you to put they told you to do the Rabbanan. I don't know. That's all machlokes how you understand Baal Tosif. But it may be that anything that Baal Tashchis means doing something that has no positive purpose,
fulfilling the command of the Chachamim is itself a positive purpose. So
yeah.
Now it has a positive
right.
purpose.
A lot of burn stuff for heat.
Exactly.
The thing, that's why you can't read. Then you still have. Oh, so that still supports my read because you have to read it as there has to be a positive purpose, and you can't read it as mitzvah only.
Right.
You want to tell me that fulfilling the command of the chum is a positive purpose? That's fine, but there has to be a general rule of positive purpose and not a rule of only mitzvah.
But usually, it has to be a positive physical purpose.
So you have a chiddush that a mitzvah derabbanan is also in that category of positive purpose. But you can't tell me the only category that's a patur from Baal Tashchis is mitzvah, because then the chachamim have no power to be ogir davar min haTorah v'kum va'aseh.
Nah, I think they
just I am not willing to be mokim this toast post on the dad yogin that chachamim have the power to be ogir davar min haTorah v'kum va'aseh.
Well,
but who's supposed to tell us when they're doing that?
Yeah, I know we've had this discussion before.
I don't know. Doesn't bother. Yeah, I think this is the additional claim that we can decide what purpose it doesn't bother me so much. But I think the most likely reason is that the issue somehow is that the purpose of this is approved. The whole machlokas is only about what the standard of tzarek is. And really, everyone agrees that Kabbalah is the true tzarek. And you have to say that. Like, the maskana, formally, you have to say mistosvas. Everybody agrees that Kabbalah tzarek is mutter, and the only issue is what kind of tzarek is sufficient.
But Tosfos didn't say that.
That seems like a pretty small amount of Torah.
What's the Kabbalah?
You're taking off your hair. What's the
Kabbalah
basra? It's boshes.
It's
boshes.
Yeah.
The boshes. Okay, right? The boshes of sticking, of rubbing oil into her hair. And so that's a Torah, because she's saving the oil. So the example is that just like it's not okay, and so is boshes basmacha, it's not mutter, and even laish asmacha for an Isser Hashem.
That's a really terrible example. It has nothing to do with Baal Tashchis.
Well, it doesn't argue
no.
to assume that Kabbalah and Boshes are the same thing.
You can say Kabbalah and Boshes are the same thing, but you can't say that it's Baal Tashchis.
That's
Jim's
point.
I mean,
you're destroying your dignity.
Even that issue is Baal Tashchis now.
I don't like it.
Your kabod is a real entity, just like your help.
Is it a tree in the field?
Good question. All right, I am.
They might see it as Kabbalah, no?
Keep
high,
don't
they?
They
might see Tipchal Rosha as Kabbalah, no?
Tipchal Rosha, what you did?
Yes, maybe. That's a clever way of it.
The pain caused by.
Yeah,
no,
because
of
it.
All right.
They call that.
It's just weird.
The pain I eat after Tipchem, the Raga has not feel. Right? Having said that, so one source is established that there's no machloket about whether Chabalah is asur for no tzarech l'gam, right? Everyone agrees that Chabalah is asur for no purpose at all. And everyone agrees that Chabalah is mutter for a good enough purpose. So the previous bright also has to be trying to prove that Chabalah is asur even for some kind of purpose, and the answer is that Chabalah that we learned from the previous bright that suicide is asur even if you're doing it out of fear. Now that itself gets into all sorts of controversial issues, but what kind of fear? I don't know how to get it.
You feel shum davar fear. If it's fear that you'll have to worship Avodah Zarah, then it's mutter.
Yeah. It's a mess. All right, next toast.
Yay.
Okay? So, Elish Yitzir Asum Ne'ayayat. Okay, so Joseph says that we have another sugi in Nazir, which seems to set up a contradiction as to whether a Nazir, even according to Lazar Kapar, is called a Fote if he never becomes Tamei. Okay, we're going to grant Joseph the assumption that that's a plausible outcome. Let's see if there's some more there. Even though he makes the Kal Vachomer from Zeshet Tzirat from Mene Yayin, really it makes a difference whether it becomes Tamei or not. That's fair reading, Toshu? Okay. So now Toshu wants to know, how we can, right, the Kal Vachomer, the Gemara's implication here, which moves from here to Yoshe Vitanis, seems to suggest that simply the fact of not drinking wine makes you a chote. But the Gemara there says that Lazar ben Kapar only holds you a chote if you become tamei. So this Rebbeinu Tam answers. Gemara Rebbeinu Tam. All right, let's see. Hold on to it.
First he has a move before that, right?
Yeah.
He has a right the more extreme right line which bothers him is right, and this is what bothers the parallel Tosfos and Nazir also. Is that one of the formulations of becoming a Nazir is a hey na, and the Gemara says, what does a hey na mean? It says hey na b'mitzvos, right?
Yeah.
And which implies that right, everybody agrees, because that's a stam mishnah, which everybody seems to agree about, that one of the valid formulations of Nazir is to explicitly say that it's a mitzvah. So
okay.
Rabbeinu Tam ends up saying, well, it is, and everyone agrees it's a mitzvah, it's just that there's a element of avera in every mitzvah of becoming a Nazir. Right? The Hadar Gamar Delavi Chote, right? Everyone agrees that you are a chod. The only question, right, is, right, whether, right, that outweighs, right. Relazar Kapar. This is how he formulates it in Nazir, right, is that there's, right. Relazar Kapar is really just saying there's an element of chait. Everyone agrees that there's mitzvah element also, and the question is one of balance, right? It's a question of, right, what do I do when I put the two of them together?
So if you become tamei, then when you start off, you have the element of mitzvah, which is
being a nazir.
Being a nazir is a mitzvah.
It has to be, and that's
okay.
Right. That's what he proves from the Gemara Nazir Daf Gimel is that right. It wouldn't make sense to say that ehein na'eh would be a lashon of naziros based on the lashon of ehein na'eh b'mitzvot if nazir wasn't fundamentally a mitzvah.
Good. Let's grant that. So being a nazir is a mitzvah for whatever reason, and being a nazir is also an aver because you don't drink wine.
Right.
And these cancel each other out.
Or... that's really where the Machlokas right, lies, according to him, in the Tanayim, right? That Relazar Kapar, right, when he says he's a Chote, all he means is, right, there's an element of Chet within Naziros, right?
Somebody takes the contrary position? And
there's no element of Chet. In his zeros, and that's right. Everyone agrees that there's an element of mitzvah. The question is, there also an element of chayt.
The other element is also an element of chayt. But Elazar Kapper, no, Elazar Kapper doesn't think, if you stay Tahor, Elazar Kapper thinks that Elazar Kapper doesn't exist at all, or what?
So, I mean, it seems to be that he, right, and the answer allows him to renege on that assumption,
yeah.
Right? It allows him to assume that you can be, right, that all Nazir is partially Chotei, right, but that it's still fundamentally a mitzvah, right? Meaning, it allows for the possibility that Elazar HaKapara's statement is broader than he originally assumed in the question.
Why did he do this? What he's trying to accomplish is to explain how Elazar HaKapar can call you a Chotei only if you become dumb.
Right.
And so the answer is, Elazar Kapper calls you a Chotei only if, but he also has to explain. Elazar Kapper says that the reason you're a Chotei is
it's your
Asamana
Yayin.
The answer is only if you combine the two of you are a Chotei.
Well, no, the way I read it, at least in the other Tosos, which is almost parallel to this one, but slightly different, is that, right, you are, if the Tzir Asim and the Yayin is saying that in all Naziros there is an element of Chait, right, and that you can't, that according to Elazar HaKapar is undeniable, but if you don't become Tamei and you manage to fulfill your Naziros, so that Nazir, right, the mitzvah, sum total is going to outweigh the Avera element. If you end up being a Nazir Tameh, in which case you don't even get the mitzvah which outweighs the chet element, then you're a Chotei because the entire Naziris was unjustified and all you're left with is Tzir Asmam and Ayayim.
Okay, so the answer is that there are two, that every Naziris begins with one element of chet and one definite element of mitzvah and one potential element of chet.
No, one element undermining the element of mitzvah.
So even the mitzvah is to remain tamei.
No, the is to fulfill the zeros.
Uh-huh.
And that being tamei would undermine the zeros, meikara.
Uh-huh.
Right?
So,
meaning,
right. So you're left with only the chet.
Exactly.
If you
fail.
As opposed to saying you have two chatayim.
Right. I don't think it's two chatayim. I think it's a question of undermining the original, right, the original justification for the chet.
It's the leader, not the refining.
Okay, I mean,
in a Hanami,
but I'm assuming that.
So let's can take your model, right? If I'm gonna, do you understand what the two models are? Two models are as follows. One model, right? One model, as I said initially, is that you start out that there are two mitzvahs. A is a mitzvah to become a nazir. There's one mitzvah, this is to become a nazir, and then two chatayim, it's usher to become tamei when you're nazir, and being a nazir is a chet of not drinking wine. Okay, if you start off, the becoming tamei doesn't exist when you start off, so you start off ahead, because the mitzvah of becoming a nazir is bigger than the chet of not drinking wine. You become tamei, now you have two chatayim that outweighs the mitzvah. Jonathan wants to argue that actually you start off with one definite avera, which is not drinking wine, one possible mitzvah, which is completely your nazir. You become tamei, you don't get any mitzvahs, you're just left with the faith.
Why? What's the better than
time? Right? Okay. They both, at least this.
You're like trying to touch me.
Yeah. That could be. Well, so, right, so Jonathan wants to argue there's nothing, right? Becoming an Ezra and failing, right, is a zero. Right? That's what he's arguing. So, well, no matter what, you're going to have to claim the unjustified immunity. Okay, right, so you like, right? As in, I'm arguing linguistically that Tosfos says that the mitzvah is to make an Ezra becoming an Ezra and not actually to fulfill the immunity.
What's the argument to say Jonathan's reading it out of your, like, what's the benefit of Jonathan?
So we have to construct what's the mitzvah becoming another per se. Right?
He says,
I prefer my reading. Okay, right? I prefer that in, but we can again go into that. Okay.
Jonathan reads the Karfel T very well.
Right. Well, the problem is that what's missing in this case, which he has in Parallel Tosis as a Nazir, is that he's a parallel. Right? Right. Actually, does he have it in the Tosis?
The Titus Kolom?
Well, he does have it in Titus Kolom. Right?
Yeah.
The problem is that, right, if. the point is that fulfilling a tainus, right? The mitzvah is mevatel chalom via tainus, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's
the model, right, that he bases it on, right? He says, right, so that's the case. In such a case, right, the only justification is the fulfillment of it, right? Meaning, it's the fact that you fulfill a tainus is what justifies, right, is that is a means by which I'm a vatal chalom, and the only thing that justifies is the fulfillment of it, right? Otherwise, it would be unjustified.
It doesn't bother me so much.
Right.
I think I agree with Fakir. That, first of all, he says the mitzvah here is haroah sotzik ukul yazir atzmi hayayin. So the whole mitzvah is to not bring wine to Hashem, right? It's not put. The tumentara is simply an accident, I think. There's no mitzvah not becoming tamei.
Right, but even right, even Yazras Ben Ayayin, I mean, he quotes that Gemara, but the original context of the Gemara Nazir, right?
How do you read the last line? Right,
Last line.
Nazir Torah, Lochasher Rabbi Lezer called Kasher. According to you, it's not a great, it's just as much a code today. The only issue is that now he has an instant override it.
My comparison.
Right. Well, the other thing that influenced me is right. He has this one bizarre line in Nazir, which he doesn't have here.
Yeah.
Right. Which I'll admit I did the Tosas in Nazir first. Right. Was right. He compares it to a case of Toa al Harishonot.
Yeah.
Right. Right. The problem with Toa al Harishonot is a question of undermining. Right. Meaning I undid the good that I had. Right.
You have to look at it.
Right.
I
mean, I'd done Nazir first.
Okay.
Right. So I'm reading this Tosos in light of right.
Okay.
Right. Said, right. There he says, "Vafishu soter nitzro v'tzarich lazor l'nizirutu ukvar beinav hamaseh v'toel harishono."
Ukvar.
Sorry. The kaved beinav hamaseh v'toel harishono. Right. He is very bizarre. Right. That I end up. Right.
How does the psychology relate? It's undermined, right.
Right. It's. Right, what he ends up doing is
undermines
right.
The mitzvah lidor, because it's tell her to know. The whole mitzvah is to make the neder.
Maybe.
The whole mitzvah is to make the neder. Okay, good. Okay, now I understand where it comes from. I have to look at it. Now I understand what you're up. But I think that's what it is. It's not the mitzvah to make the neder.
Okay, maybe.
It's the mitzvah to make the neder. Okay. Now let's take where we end up, Ramanasha, is doesn't have a claim that even Rosa Kapra's position is that being. Right, is that not drinking wine calls you a chote, but in no way does that mean it's us. Right, that's the given.
Yeah.
That, right, there's a time when it's a mitzvah to do this. Because the mitzvah is greater than the other. That's the analogy of Kabbalah. Right, we're trying to derive, right, according to the sugya, we're trying to say the Rav Elazar ben Kapra's position, which is that you are called a chote sometimes when doing a mitzvah. But it's okay, because the mitzvah is greater than the avera, teaches you an isur of Kabbalah.
The Tuelis. How seems to be it?
Hard.
Why not hard?
So, this avera is Mutter
L'Tuelis. That's the Nazir, is Mutter L'Tuelis.
Yes.
Well, we're trying to learn the
Kabbalah. We're trying to learn the Kabbalah's Usur
L'Tuelis. Yeah. So
that's hard.
Here. Well, it's only when you have a straight halacha to do it.
Well, that's the temptation of the halachic reading. The temptation of the halachic reading is that you actually need dafka a halachic throw. Right? That's why that reading is tempting, because it's the only way to make the limit work out. Yes, David.
I think there's sort of a calculus to it that Tosfos acknowledges that life is complex and. In any given act, there might be some things good about it and some things bad about it. So, fasting or not having wine could be, 10 point of Avera, but the Kayin Nazir, that's 12 point mitzvah. So you go with that. On the other hand, ordinary toilet might be only 8 point. It doesn't override the 10 point of Avera.
But he says the mitzvah lidor.
Yeah.
It's not about 10 points, 8 points. It's
no,
not the statement of life.
But again, the question of what mitzvah means in that context, right? This is clear in the parallel Tosos, where what springs, right? What forces Tosos to say what he says is right. Hey, na'ev bim mitzvot. Right? He doesn't. Right? He there. What he means by the word mitzvah,
It's simply that it has enough of a mitzvah element such that I can justify saying the lashon of the na'ayah b'mitzvot means nazirus if I happen to be holding the hair of a nazir when I say that. Right? That's all he has to get. Which is not so much.
I want to go to the close analogy because it doesn't really have to be a mitzvah at all. If people mistakenly thought it was a mitzvah, it would still be tovet also.
Right.
So I don't need, right, so I don't need, doesn't have to have any halachic significance at all. There's a better raya locally, the way he has to.
Is it possible to do more
talking
about
protest?
It was a lion allowed to amputate. It's really the question.
Sorry,
I think the other person who bent if you call who called me Chavera Lishma as a
Chosher.
I'm
trying to avoid mentioning Chavera Lishma because it's too tempting. but I need for one more minute, then I will bring it up. Okay, so the final issue, which I think is a better raya for John at this point, is that Tanya Shalom, because there's no mitzvah to do it on yet. No, you're supposed to do it, right? It's a safety measure. You have a bad dream, and you're afraid the bad dream is going to come true, so you fast, and the bad dream doesn't come true. But you don't fulfill a mitzvah by doing it. It's just, we ask you, if you have a bad dream, and you're afraid it's going to come true, you're allowed to break Shabbos to fast for it. And then we make you fast again during the week to make up for fasting on Shabbos. Pardon? Well, because fasting on Shabbos is a problem, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Pardon? Yeah, no, your kibbutz doesn't count. So this is an analogy which many people point as the model to aver lishma. Right? You do something you know is wrong, right? You're mitaneh b'Shabbat, but you think it's worthwhile anyway, so you go ahead and do it. But just because it was worthwhile anyway doesn't mean it wasn't an avera.